Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Gonzalez. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The center fielder, Terry Pohl. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Enes Cabal. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The pitcher, J.R. Richard. Pitching for the Houston Astros, J.R. Richard. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The third baseman, John Stearns. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Norman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kevin Cobel. Pitching for the New York Mets, Kevin Cobel. And now, play ball. Julio Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohl hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stearns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Reynolds applying the tag. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into left field. Cruz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cruz. Stearns moves to second. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up towards third. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Cobell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobell hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tavares bunts towards the mound. Richard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Tavares steals second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli hits a fly ball into center field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0 for 1 in the game. Poll hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hodges fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard strikes out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Coble covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman strikes out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Coble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coble is 0-for-1 in the game. Coble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tavares hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coble moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cavill fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Coble fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gonzalez moves to second. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-2 in the game. Poll hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hodges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mozzilli strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cavill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stearns fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-2 in the game. Norman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Richard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Kevin Coble. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Neil Allen now pitching. Allen Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashby strikes out. One out. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-2 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-3 in the game. Poll hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 0-for-3 in the game. Cittino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul moves to third. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cittino. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Cittino steals second. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabal hits a line drive towards short. Tavares reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-3 in the game. Leonard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul scores. Cittino scores. It's 3-0, Astros. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leonard moves to third. Andy Hosler now pitching. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Denny Walling now playing left field. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pohl. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gonzalez. Youngblood moves to third. Sergio Ferrer pinch runs for Ron Hodges. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norman strikes out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. Ferrer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Astros. Alex Trevino pinch hits for Andy Hosler. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.